This is KUT. In the days after the presidential election, a group of immigration attorneys in Austin started talking about what they could do to address the fears of the immigrant community here. They formed a group called Texas Here to Stay and have been working to turn immigrants into citizens. Kate Gretzinger reports on the coalition and their plans for 2017.
Jennifer Walker Gates is an immigration attorney in Austin. She has her own firm, but often collaborates with nonprofit organizations in order to provide service to people who need help, whether or not they can pay. Texas Here to Stay, she says, was born of this mentality.
The immigration advocates here in town are close-knit, and within days of the election, we had met and formed this organization.
Over 40 volunteers showed up last Saturday for the fourth clinic hosted by the group. In one room, people were briefed on their duties. In another, immigration attorneys waited to be matched with clients. In a third room, a volunteer began a presentation about immigrants' rights and what to do if the police or ICE come knocking. The clinics operate like a doctor's office. People wait in the presentation room to be matched up with a volunteer, who gathers information about them on an intake form before sending them to meet with an attorney, who gathers more information about them in order to prepare their case. Justin Estep, the director of Immigration Legal Services at Catholic Charities of Central Texas, helped coordinate this process on Saturday.
And then those intake forms are distributed the following Monday amongst all the different legal service providers who then take clients based on what makes sense for their organization. That way they just become clients of the different coalition members and can get legal services going forward from there.
Over 170 people have come to the clinic so far to see if they are eligible to apply for American citizenship. Ultimately, Estep says, the goal of Texas Here to Stay is to provide accurate information regarding immigration to the immigrant community in Austin and to take advantage of the resources available to fund immigration before the beginning of the Trump administration. Kate Gretzinger, KUT News.